Okay, so I'm starting a new topic here on Ayin Gimel Amud Alef. All right, who wants to read? Mishnah. Okay. So, the Mishnah seems very simple. Yayin Nesach is Aser. That we know. That we know for a while already. The Oser B'Kolshu. Why it has to repeat that it's Aser? I don't know. But it's Oser B'Kolshu. Meaning if any amount of Yayin Nesach gets mixed in, yayin be yayin, so then it's usher, right?
Specifically min be min, huh?
Yeah, yayin be yayin.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yayin be yayin, umayin be mayin be kol shu. Yayin be mayin, umayin be yayin be no sin tam.
All right, so mayin we don't know about, right? Mayin is new. What's mayin?
Mayim Nesach?
Rashi, right.
Mayim Shinis Naschu Lavodis Kochavim, Nachlu B'Mayim Beheter.
Right, so if Mayim that was used for libations, right, for idolatrous practices, if that fell into Mayim of Heter, so then it's Aser B'Kolshu. So that's what we call like a min b'mino is Aser B'Kolshu. Okay, go ahead.
Zekwal. Min b'mino b'mashu.
Wait. Did you skip something? Yayin b'mayim. You did that already?
I think so.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. Go ahead, do that again.
Yayin b'mayim, umayim b'yayin, b'no same time.
Okay, so you have two things here, right? You have a kolshu. Kolshu is yayin b'yayin and mayim b'mayim. And then b'no sein tam is what is if it's eino mino yayin into mayim, or
yayin into mayim.
Good question. That's plain shot, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we always assume when you read these things, what do you always assume? What's going into what? Isser is. We always assume isser is going into heter. So that's a straight way to read it. So it would be yayin nesach into mayim, or mayim nesach into yayin of heter. It would go by nesinas tam. So what does it mean? It's interesting to say that mayim is a nesin tam, right?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Zaklal.
Zaklal min b'mina b'mashu shelo b'mina b'nesin tam.
Yeah, the troubling Mishnah. Zaklal, min b'mino b'mashu v'shlo b'mino b'nosin tam. So it starts out sounding like it's very particularly Yayin Nesach, right? Ends off with like a klal. All right, we'll have to see. But anyway, so Tosus has an important commentary here. Go ahead. Pirush b'mino tam.
Pirush b'mino tam. The dafka Yayin Nesach leka iser.
Okay, so Rabbeinu Tam holds that this Mishnah is only talking about yayin that was actually used for nisuch, not what's called stam yenum, right? What's stam yenum? Stam yenum means what?
He just had contact with it.
He just touched it. That's a simple case of stam yenum.
It's mafashvish, you know, something like that.
Yeah, whatever it is. He dropped something in the bottle and he went to get it, whatever it is. He just he drank from it and spit it back. Whatever the case may be, where we're not choshesh for an idolatrous practice, but it's just stam. He touched it. He came in contact with it. So the issa d'oraisa is the ayin nesach itself. But midrabanan there's an issa on the stam yinam too. So Rabbeinu Tam says that this mishnah of the issa kolshu is Dafka talking about real Yayin Nesach. Hold on, Gil. And what's his raya? He has a very good raya. What's his raya? He has a decent raya, no? What's his raya?
The kavose katani yayin shi yaduish nesnaseh lavoros kochavim.
No, just tell me what his raya is. Yourself.
Yeah.
What's his raya? Anyone?
With the merchant?
So he's saying, so his first, what's that?
Dimashu. It says Dimashu instead of Ashishu.
Right, but maybe that's. But how do you know which Yayin is talking about?
The Mishnah says Nesach.
That's true.
And then he's saying, if
It would have said shishim, right?
No. That's arguing from his conclusion. You can't argue from your conclusion. You can't say, since I hold stam yainim with a shishim, so the Mishnah doesn't say shishim, so it must be yayin esach. That's not a good right.
Stam mayim, there's nothing.
Exactly. The first right he gives is that what? That the yayin and the mayim are mustava the same type. And it's true, by yayin nesach, it's possible to be referring to real yayin nesach or stam yenam. There is some ambiguity about that. But mayim, there's no such thing as stam mayim. Right? There's no issue of stam mayim. So the mayim in the Mishnah is definitely mayim that was vadai, that was yaduash nisnascho. Because if it's stam mayim, there's no issur at all. So de kavosei katani yayin. So the yayin and the mayim are in the same category, the same kind. That's his first raya. Of a stam yenam, but he says stam yenam is not stam yenam is b'shishim. I feel a mimbamino kmo kol isur and shebetora. That's the sheet of Rav Tam. That the chumrah of yayin nesach not being batal is only by yayin nesach mamish. That it was known that it was used for avodah zarah, but not stam yenam, that the guy just touched, or you just left it with the guy, you don't know what happened to it. That is batal b'shishim, like any other isur in the Torah. Kemo kol isur in shebet Torah. That's a shita. Go ahead. Right. So what about the problem of the gardamim? He was the some sort of wine official for the king or something like that. So the Seth says he tasted the
market commissioner.
Market commissioner.
That's what the
really? So he tasted the wine. He threw it back. So. I just got it from the guy in the bottom of the Tsefta, says something like that. Anyway, so the Tsefta says all usher. So that's a problem for Bina Tam. So he says, no problem. Maybe that's Rabbi Yehuda, who holds in general, Min is low bottle. Anything, any issue would have been low bottle, Min according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. So that's the first sheet there, Rabbi Tam. Okay, go ahead.
The Od Omer Ri.
This is an amazing ri. Right? This ri is an amazing ri. What does the ri say? He says, even if you're going to say...
What's that lashon? Afilu in nafsha.
Even if it's your will to say. Even if you want to say.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Okay.
Even if you want to say that... Stam yenam is b'mashu. That was then. When? That was in the time of the Amorayim, of the Tanayim and the Amorayim. That they were experts in those times, the Goyim in those times were very big on Nisach. Okay, and they knew their the idolatrous practices very well. They were very, practicing it. So then it was shayach to say to be machmir on stam yenam. Nisach was prevalent, so they were machmir on stam yenam to asr it like regular yayin nesach, like actual yayin nesach. Yeah, but now he's saying basically, right, he leaves a little bit out in the end, but he's saying, but basically nowadays actual nisach doesn't happen too often, right? Very infrequent to see actual nisach. So now we just treat it like, now for bittul, we just treat stam yenam like any other isser. Astounding ri. I mean, it's an astounding ri. Isn't that astounding?
Yeah. I mean, some sociological, proof.
But what is really astounding? What's really amazing about the ri? what's the difference between the Ri and Ravina Tam, factually, in terms of reading the Mishnah? What's the difference between the Ri and Ravina Tam? Right. As Rabbeinu Tam is learning the Mishnah as Dafka Yayin Nesach. Right? He knows that's what the Mishnah is talking about. It's the Yayin that's Dumya to the Mayim. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah put together the two things that they're the same. But the Ri is saying, even if you want to say the Mishnah is including Stam Yenam, right? Am I right? The Ri is saying, even if you're going to learn the Mishnah to include Stam Yenam, that's only then. So that is astounding, to say that he's reading the Mishnah, to say that the Mishnah itself is really saying Stam Yenam is Aser B'Mashu, and then to just say that the Mishnah only means a Chumrah because of that time. I mean, he has to take the Mishnah really and do a lot of put a lot of interpretation into the Mishnah. I mean, Stam Mishnah says. The Mishnah says Stam Yenam is Asav Mashu. How does he come to say that it only means, it doesn't really mean Mi'ikar Adin? It's amazing. Now, as he's learning that even though the Mishnah would say, even if you're going to read the Mishnah to mean Stam Yenam is Asav B'Mashu, the Mishnah doesn't mean Mi'ikar Adin. It doesn't mean that's the din of Stam Yenam. It means the din of Stam Yenam is really Shishim, basically the way he's saying. But the Mishnah said it's batal, it's not batal, filu be'elef, because in those days they added an extra chumrah onto it. So how does he know that? I mean, once you're going to say the Mishnah means Stam Yenam is Asav Mashu, maybe that was the Ikar Adin, that they made it, maybe it was prevalent in that time, and because it was prevalent in that time, they made it not batal b'mashu. I mean, how does he know that it was that because it was prevalent in that time, it just becomes a chumrah that they were noeg-like on themselves, a chumrah. But really, the Ikar Adin is still shishim. How do you know, mate? If you're already admitting that the Mishnah means it's not batal b'mashu, and in those days, nisach was common, so why can't you just learn it simply, that they made gzeira, yayin, nesach is all yayin, even stam yinim is also b'mashu? I mean, they had the ability to do that, it would seem. So how do you know that they did some funny thing? They decided, no, let's make the main din shishim, and you know, we'll just agree privately to do mashu. But now that that's not prevalent anymore, we can drop that. It's pretty wild. Yeah. So I think almost universally the Rishonim reject this shita of Ravina Tam. All right, so let's see the Ran. So the Ran says, Kol hecha detani yayin nesach, this is Yitzi's question, whenever it says yayin nesach in the Mishnah, af stam yinim b'mashma. It's interesting. So whenever the Mishnah uses the term yayin nesach, it really is not, it's not precisely yayin nesach. It doesn't mean precisely yayin nesach. It really means stam yinim too. Elim came pirish, unless it says it specifically. It's prevalent in this Masechta. But Sefta Nami Tanya, Ovikhov Shekodach, Bemeinekes, Behelo Lo Yayin Nesach Lepiv. Right? That was that case of the, what's the name? Oh, Shetom Minakos Vichsiru Lechovis, Zehoya Maisav Asrum, they should teepish Yayin Nesach Asura. Voseras Mashu. Vasasam Yenamu. So even though it calls it Yayin Nesach, it clearly was a case of Stam Yenam. Even Tosus agrees that case was Stam Yenam. That was his question. Shal Yedei Magohu Nesach. V'karina LeYayin Nesach. V'katani Nami Dosev Mashu. Shema Mino Dechi Tanan B'masnisin Yayin Nesach Osev Osev B'kolshu Af Stam Yenam B'mashmo. So that's the plain choice. Whenever the Mishnah says Yayin Nesach, it means Stam Yenam too. You see from that case of the Gardman, what was his name? And you see from that case that it was Asav Mashu. So Stam Yenam is also Asav Mashu. V'zeh shelo k'divrei Ravina Tam zal. Yep. He's a quote of Ravina Tam. And then he says, V'ein zeh mechuvar min tosefta shekosavnu. That doesn't make sense from the Tosefta. The Tosefta was like it was Stam Yenam. V'leik alameyam adu tana debreis etzavah demin b'mino b'mashu. So he doesn't like Tosfos' answer that that Mishnah was Rabbi Yehuda. Because it sounds like the Mishnah says, because Yayin Nesach is also Mashu. Sounds like a special din of Yayin Nesach. Should have just said, Koli Surim Nami Betar Nami Dinai Yachi. Should have just said, it's also Mashu. Why do they have to make a, if it was really Rabbi Yehuda, why would he have to make a special statement? Just that's a sheet and everything. That's sheet and everything. Right, Mayor? Okay. Umihu, so he disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam. Shmamino delahai tana dafka b'yayin nesach. So you see, the tana, the tosefta, is dafka yayin nesach. Oh, b'shari surin lo. V'shmamino destam yenam oser b'mashu. Ki yayin nesach. Now here's his chiddush though. Umihu dafka b'yayin shenesar b'hano. Ovo yayin sheino nesar ele b'shesia. Eino oser b'kol shuhu. So what was the, but he himself holds, it's not, it doesn't include all yayin that becomes oser. Only the yayin that becomes, only the stam yayin that's oser b'hano. Not if it's just oser b'shesia. Remember we had a case, I mentioned to you a case of where it's oser b'shesia? Would be like if you put it into the kalim. To put your wine into kalim of yayin esach. So you say the tam is not going to make it asubano. It'll just make it asubishsiya. Okay. Damin bigmar b'samach the hados yayin esach b'koshu mishum chumro davos kochavim. Hilkach davka b'yayin esach she nesar b'ano she yesh bo mishum l'sa davos kochavim. Aval b'yayin shlo nesar ela b'shesia. So what does that mean? That's the part that we have to understand. What does it mean a lasada was kavam? What's this chiluk over here?
An attachment.
Correct. An attachment. Yeah. But what does he mean? What does that mean? It's a lasada was kavam. What does that mean? So that's what I wanted to show you, just factually, just to get some, just to get a little background. That's what he talks about in the Chav Tes, right? You saw that. On Chav Tes on base? I will just do that quickly, just to get the facts straight here. So the it's an interesting thing. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Eil Dvarim Sha'ovi Kachavim Asurin V'Isuran Isur Hano. Hayayin V'Achomates. Okay. Yeah. So the Mishnah says that these are the things that are Asur B'Hano. And the first one is Yayin. Okay, Yayin. And then the Gemara says, how do you know Yayin is also b'hano? So it derives it from Psukim with regards to Avodah Zarah. Okay? Okay. So the Rishonim ask, the Rishonim are bothered over here. That, see the Taptosis? He says, Tema, Maika boi minolon, hamas nisen mairi b'stam yenam. The Mishnah says, Hayayin. So what does Hayayin mean? It just means stam yenam. The yayin of an ovi kachavim, he owns it, whatever it is, right? It's not talking about yayin nesach dafka. This mishnah is not dafka talking about yayin nesach. So why is the Gemara coming and bringing rayas from psukim of avodah zarah? On the contrary, we know the Gemara says later that stam yayinam is usher because of binosein. Because of binosein, what does that mean? Anybody know what that means?
Sleep with their daughters.
Right, just like bishalakum, pasakum, right? There were certain gezeros, sheikhar, there are certain gezeros not to prevent fraternizing with the ovdei kachavim, right? To prevent social interaction, because that leads to intermarriage. So factually speaking, we know that the wine was usher really just to prevent the socializing between Jews and Goyim. So why is the Gemara looking for psukim from Avodah Zarah? Okay. So he says, Yesh lomar devadei ikar gzeira destam yena mishum binosayan. Who? Very interesting gemara. Interesting tosis. He says, no, the truth is, the main gzeira is because of the social, because of their daughters. Mihu lo hayu osrim oso behano mitam zeh. But if it was just to prevent Jews and Goyim from socializing together over a bottle of wine, it would have been enough just to say Issa Shasiyah. Right? Just like Pas and Shemen. We didn't hold from the Shemen Gzeira. But just like Pas and Shemen, there's no Issa Hanoh and Pasakim. Right? No reason to make an Issa Hanoh and Pasakim. The only problem is the eating together. So if it was just for the reason, just to accomplish the separation of the prevention of the intermarriage, it would have been enough just to say Isser Shasiyah on Yayin. Elo of the Rabbanon ki Yayin Nesach Gomor Shenis Nasech Lefnei Avos Chovim She'asar Min HaTorah Mishum Didomi Lei. So why did the Chazal make it Aser B'Hano? Why did they make it Aser B'Hano? Because it's like it. V'al Yayin Nesach Shol HaTalmud Minolan. Yes, what does it mean? He says, Ela avdu rabbanan ki yayin nesach gomer, right? Mishum de damile, because it's like it. And on that, they're asking minolan, right? And the Ran says it also, the same thing. He says it more blatantly. He says v'yim tomer docha mashmir destam yenam nesach mishum lisod yayin nesach. So he uses the same terms. We know he's talking about the same thing. The evil come on the Gemara Amrinan the Mishum Gezeras bin Oseim Nesar. So here it sounds, since the Gemara is asking for because of Psukim based on Avodah Chavim, so it sounds as though it's clear that it's because of it's an attachment to Avodah Zarah that the problem is. But later on it says that the Gezer was made because of Bin Oseim. So he says, Yesh Loma, the Ilav Mishum Lisod the Yayin Nesach, Mistaye Le Mesre Bishasia. Mishum b'nosayin. Dum yud pitan v'shmeinam. If it wasn't for the fact of Yayin Nesach, if there was no such thing as Yayin Nesach in the world, let's say, like Pas Nesach, there's no such thing as Shemen Nesach, right? So then, when they want to make the Gzeira for b'nosayin, it would just be sufficient to say there's an Issa Shasiyah. Just like Pas and Shemen. But since Yayin that was actually used for Nisuch is Aser B'Hano, Midaraisa, Hutzrachnu Leser Af Stam Yenam Af B'Hano Af Apishal Neser Ela Mishum B'Noseyam. But we have no choice, Chazal now have no choice, but to Aser the Yayin B'Hano. She'im Lo, like this is like Sam, we're saying, She'im Lo, Hainu osur noso ki imbishasiya. If you would only aser stam yenam with drinking, haroin sovrim lomar shemishum nisuch nesa. So the person is going to see this. He's going to think, oh, that guy is not drinking that wine because it was used for nisuch. V'yavo lahatir af yayin nesach vaday b'hano. So in other words, it'd be confusing, like Sam was saying, it'd be confusing. It's confusing to have two different types of yayin that are usher. Someone will think that it all stems from yayin nesach, and he'll see the Jew not drinking a certain wine but being neneh from it, and he'll get confused and he'll think, oh, that must be yayin nesach problem, and he'll think yayin nesach is mutar b'hano. Ulefikach rotzu la the roeh.
Oh, anyone.
Third party, the roeh, haroin, sovereign, they'll think that's what's going on. Lefikach rotzu lahashros yenos shelohen. So they decided to make one gezerah. All yayin should be under the same category. Not to confuse people. Take away the confusion. Everything should be equal. So that's really stam yenam. So stam yenam really really stam yenam is only osur behano because of what? Because of yayin nesach. It's not that when you touches the yayin, it's not that we're worried that it's nisach or anything like that. It's just a din of there really are two tracks going on over here, but we can't have two different types of isuri man yayin. And mishum achi amirin Allah the masnisin minani mili klomer diiko shum chumra vafilu nisnasech vaday sheyasa bano shiilu mishum benosayim bilchud dayol osa b'shasiyah v'lo bano. Okay, fine. Yeah. It's interesting. So then he says, so then why did they need the gzera of binosayin at all? Just say everything is also because of yayin nesach. So he says, because that's not so common. Okay, but anyway, so that's the way, those are the facts. I mean, the Tosfos, everybody seems to agree with that. That Stam Yenam is really only Aser Bahana. That's why that's what the Ran draws the line at. Isra Hana, he's saying anything that's Aser Bahana is Aser Bahana because of its attachments to, because of its confusion with the Yayin Nesach, because of its closeness to Yayin Nesach. Right, l'sod avos chavim doesn't mean that it's physically attached to. It doesn't mean that it's actually attached to avodah zarah in a specific way. But it means it's under the category of they filed the iser of stam yenam under the category of avos chavim, and they didn't want to have two different kinds of yayin. Okay, so will this help us understand the machlokas of Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran? That's what we're working on here. That's why we're doing all this. So it's interesting. I mean, it's interesting is that they're both agreeing that Stam Yenam really is a separate iser. Right? Both agreeing, Stam Yenam as an Isser is really a separate. It's not an Isser of Avos Chavim. Right? But the fact that it's Aser Bahana is because of its association with Yayin Nesach. The association would lead to confusion. So, because of that, the Chacham decided because of his confusion with Yayin Nesach. Yeah. I mean, the question is really on Rabbeinu Tam, I think, no? What's his driving force of Heter to say that it has to be Batal B'Shishim? What's his driving force? He's very adamant about that. And then he has to interpret the case in the Tosefta differently. See, the Ri was a little not as adamant about that. He was a little more reluctant to interpret the Mishnah and the Tosefta as talking about, to explain them away.
Why? I thought they were...
No, he would say that, yeah, that is Stam Yenam. But in those days, they were more Machor and Stam Yenam. Because the Rabbeinu Tam has to just say, no, the Mishnah's not talking about Stam Yenam at all. And that Tosefta was talking about Rabbi Yehuda's Din. It has nothing to do with Stam Yenam. So what's the key, what do you think is the key element in the Rabbeinu Tam? What's the force of his, what in terms of Svar, what's his argument here? Maybe not Svar, just something, what do you say?
Since.
In other words, Rabbeinu Tam, just the format of his argument is simple, right? The format of his argument is like this, look. There are many things that are Asur in the Torah. Many things that are Asur Midrabanan, right? And for all of those things, we have a simple rule. They're Batal B'Shishim. That's what we call, even the worst Yisurim, I mean, Basar B'Chalav, whatever it is, right? All right, Chametz is, in general, because an Isser is Batal B'Shishim. Now, Stam Yenam, he says, now it's true, Yayin Nesach, is different. because it really is involved in avodas kochavim, which is the worst thing, right? But the gzeira of stam yenam, for whatever it is, it's just a gzeira of bin Hoseim. Stam yenam is not is just a garden variety yisur. So it just falls into the category of shari surim. In other words, it has to be specifically removed from the category of shari surim because of an intrinsic characteristic in order for it to be elevated to the level of bottle ain't a bottle b'shiv mashu.
You said a lot there.
In other words, Rebbeinu Tam is, in a certain sense, he's very conservative. He's very simplistic. He's saying the standard, the baseline of all Isser in the Torah is Batal B'Shishim. That's the standard rule, right? We're not Rabbi Yehuda. We're not learning like Rabbi Yehuda says Mim Mina Lo Batal. Mim Mina we say is Batal B'Shishim. So any Stam Isser is automatically Batal B'Shishim, right? Chelev, which is an Isser Kares, Basa B'Chalav, the very Chomer Isurim is Batal B'Shishim. So, pasakum, bishulakum, anything, any of these things, bottle b'shishim, right? So he says, so stam yenam is just another one of the ordinary isurim. Whatever the reason, it's just an ordinary isur. It's true, it has a chumra of it being asur b'hano, but that's not an intrinsic idea in its isur. That's fine. So you don't get it confused with yayin nesach. Very nice, they tacked on this or no. But that has nothing to do with its intrinsic, that doesn't make it a different kind of an Isser, it's just a regular, ordinary, garden variety Isser. And Bittul B'Shishim is the rule that we have for normally Surim. Yayin Nesach, that's different. That stuff that was actually used in an idolatrous practice, that has a separate Chalal Shem. From its practice, it has a Chalal Shem. From its use, it has a Chalal Shem. Of Avodah Zarah. And Avodah Zarah we treat very seriously. We say you can't have anything to do with Avodah Zarah. Right? I shouldn't have anything from Avodah Zarah. So it's because of its, it's only because of its actual characteristic of Avodah Zarah that prevents the bittul, b'mashu. But Stam Yenam has nothing to do with it. It's just a regular Isser. Who made Stam Yenam so special? Right? What made Stam Yenam so special? Nothing. It doesn't have the uniqueness of Yai. It's dafka because of the characteristic and the shame of Avodah Zarah in the Chefza itself that prevents the Vidal. Like Yai, like Mayim. That's his argument. I mean, his argument is that you need a real cause to move something from Bittul B'Shishim all the way up to Eina Bottle Belef. And that has to be because of its nature alone. And that's his argument, Al Pi Svar. You understand? So what's the machlokas between the Rebbeinu Tam and the Ran? And then we'll have to see if the Re sort of fits in between somehow. So what's his argument? So what's the Ran's argument? What's the Ran's argument? And the Ran is saying what? The Ran agrees, essentially, with the Rebbeinu Tam that it's only because of Avodah Zarah that it becomes not Batal Be'elef. Right? It's only because of Avodah Zarah that we say it's not Batal Be'elef. But the Ran holds that once we equate it to the Yayin Nesach in Isser, once we equate it, halachically speaking, to Yayin Nesach in terms of Isser, because we make them both, we say they're both not they're both Asur Bahano, then he holds in the shame of Avodah Zarah in the nature of the Isser is enough to prevent the bittul be'elef. In other words, Machlok Shimbino Tam and the Ran is when we say that the identity of Avodah Zorah is what prevents the Bittul Be'elef, is that limited to the reality of the Avodah Zorah? Is it because of the reality of Avodah Zorah that it was actually used for Avodah Zorah? Or is it even because of its identity with Avodah Zorah? It can be identified with Avodah Zorah because structurally in Isser, we only have one category. All the yayin we throw into one category we treat it the same halachically. They're both asur b'hana. So in terms of its identity, the way we relate to it, halachically speaking, we relate to them the same. They're both identified with the shame of Avodah Zarah. Because even though Stam Yenam really comes mibnosan, but halachically we say, we throw it into the category, we equate it with Yayin Nesach because of, to prevent the confusion. But once we do that, now halachically speaking, they both have an identity that's related to Avodah Zarah. One, because that's what it actually is, and the other one, because we equate it in terms of din. So he holds, once we equate it because of din, now we have to treat it that way we have to treat it that like it has all those characteristics. But Rabbeinu Tam holds what? Only because of the internal properties. Now, where's the re lying? The re is funny. Let's just get the re down. He's the third shita. I mean, you can see where he fits in now, right? Somewhat. What do you say about the re? Still needs to be defined a little better. But what do you say about the re? 1 second. See, the re sound, the ran sounds like what Levi is saying, that once they made the iser, staminam, asur bahano, then they gave it the identity of Yayin Nesach. Right? The halachic gezeir, the halachic form of Stam Yenam being Asur B'Hanoah, halachically speaking, gave it the shame of gave it the identity of Yayin Nesach. Right? So now we have to in all of its applications, in all of its circumstances, we have to apply the dinim of Yayin Nesach to it. So in all of its halachic applications, we apply the rules of Yayin Nesach. So therefore, it would be it would not be Baltal B'Shishim either. It would not be Baltal B'Elef either, right? In other words, the very gezeira of making it a lasod avos chavim, the very gezeira of saying it's not aser, it's aser b'hano, halachically gives it a certain like the same stamp. Right, and that itself is enough to treat it in terms of bittul like Yayin Nesach itself. Right, Levi? But what is the re saying? The re is saying a brilliant idea. What is the re saying? He's saying that halachically speaking, they're two separate dinim. There's the din of Yayin Nesach. That's me'ikar din. Right? And then there's a separate gzeira on Stam Yenam to equate it to Yayin Nesach. But the halachic, the isser of Stam, making Stam Yenam asur b'hano, doesn't mean that it's like included now under one super category. It doesn't make it, halachically speaking, like the identity of Yayin Nesach. What makes it the identity of Yayin? What gives it the identity of Yayin Nesach? What gives it the identity of Yayin Nesach? It has to be its actual association to it. It has to be in the realm of, in the eyes of Bnei Adam that it is identified with it. It's similar. People consider it. People identify them together. So he says, but that's only true when Yayin Nesach is prevalent. But if Yayin Nesach as a reality is not prevalent, people don't make an association to Yayin Nesach with Stam Yenam. People don't make a, there's no association that is made. if the thing, if stam yenam doesn't exist to a person in general, you can't have something that's associated with it.
You mean yayin nesach?
I'm sorry. If yayin nesach, if yayin nesach of mamash is not a part of your entity of your, is not a reality in your daily life, so then stam yenam to you just as whatever, it's a nisr. So it comes out like this. We want to just summarize the three positions. We say like this. So the Kohen to Rabbeinu Tam, the prevention of the bittul, the din that is not bittul, filu be'elef, is dafka because of the severity and the nature itself of Avodah Zarah. Okay, but anything that's not actually Avodah Zarah has no din of being bittul, of not being bittul be'elef. According to the Ran and the Ri, it could even be from its association to Avodah Zarah that the bittul is prevented. But they argue on this. The Ran holds that the halachic equivalent, equating stam yenam to yayin nesach in din itself is like a halachic association. That's like from the din itself, it is deemed equivalent. Halachically, it's associated. You understand? So then, that's going to be intrinsically part of the din that stam yenam is asur b'hano, means that stam yenam in its dinim is equated to yayin nesach. So yayin nesach is not batel be'elef, stam yenam is not batel be'elef. Whereas according to Rabbeinu Tam, the fact that they made stam yenam asur b'hano is not sufficient, does not mean that it's one gzeirah, there's one iser now of stam yenam. And it has to be when we say that it's associated to, when we say that stam yenam is not batel because it's associated to yayin nesach, that is not, that doesn't mean because it's halachically associated to yayin nesach. It has to be that in reality, to people, it's associated to yayin nesach. But that depends on the times. That depends on the times. It depends on the situation. If you live in a situation where yayin nesach is prevalent, and stam yenam has the same dinim, so when you see stam yenam, you think of yayin nesach. That's enough. That association is a reason to be machmir and not to let it be batel filo be'elef. But if you're in a time nowadays where nobody ever encounters yayin nesach in the first place, so there's no basis to have an equation to yayin nesach. There's no reality. There's no association to yayin nesach. You understand? So what I'm trying to say is, one more time, that the band of time we have, understand, the difference between the Ri and Riran, do you understand the difference I'm saying? Is that they're both agreeing it has to do with association, but one is saying that that there's a halachic association in the gzera itself, and the other one is saying that it's a social association, association with the people, that the people associate two things together, and that was the cause to be machmir, but not that the halacha itself creates an actual association. And it's a very interesting question. Can you say because halacha took stam yenam and treated it like yayin nesach, that means halachically all it's associated and in all halachos that have to do with avodah zarah, this has a chumrah of being associated with avodah zarah? Or you say no, they made that gzeira not to get confused. Fine, but the idea of the afilu be'elef lo batel is a richuk from avodah zarah. So if something has an identity of Avodah Zarah, we're machmir to stay away from it completely. But if in reality there's no association, then there's nothing to talk about. So I would just say like this. In other words, according to, just to try to define it a little bit more precisely, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the prevention of bittul comes from the chomer of Avodah Zarah itself. Okay, it's a certain intrinsic idea that Avodah Zarah as an entity, lo sidbak b'yotcha ma'uma menachem, you can't have anything of Avodah Zarah in your possession. That iser, that idea is what prevents the bittul. But association is not. Whereas according to the Ran and the Ri, there's an idea of not being bittul, not because of you shouldn't have any minuscule amount of it, but because of a separate chumrah of a richuk of Avodah Zarah. So Richuk can extend even to things associated to Avodah Zarah. It's going to Rabbeinu Tam, it's the actuality of any shir of Avodah Zarah is Asher. So it's Dafka, Yayin Nesach or Mayim Shnesnasech Vadai. Anything else is just Isser. According to the Ri and the Ran, there's an idea of not being bottled by the Yayin Nesach to give you to create a certain attitude in you of Richuk from Avodah Zarah. Stay away from Avodah Zarah. The idea of not being bottled filu be'elef is sort of a way that Chazal is a sort of a social engineering idea that by making it not bottle filu be'elef, it will promote a diligence, you know, an extreme diligence and richuk from Avodah Zarah. Okay, it's like I know somebody has their child has a nut allergy. So the doctor said, you have to be crazy about this. You have to be so crazy about this that people think you're nuts. You know, no pun intended. People think you're crazy. In other words, you have to sort of instill an extreme, diligence. So by saying that Yayin Nesach is not Batal Be'elef, that will make people very careful to be very distant from it. But it's from the idea of Avodah Zarah that we have to be distant. So anything that's associated with Avodah Zarah, also we have to instill this idea of Afilu Be'elef Lo Batal. But they're arguing if that can be accomplished if that association is de jure or de facto, as they say. Yeah, is it by law or by fact? Which is what association? Association by law or association by fact? The Ran says it's by law, and the Ri says it's by fact. Okay, very good.